Hey, we are here for a board meeting of Canyon Rim Academy. It is Monday, May 5th.
Cinco
I
de
missed.
Mayo.
Okay, I'm off a day. It is 7:34 a.m. and we have, Becky Benham, Rob Booth, Shauna Kundick, Nicole Handy, Dave Hilliard, Justin Scott, and Ashley Bloxham on this call. I will note that Rob and Ashley are virtual. We are going to jump right into our agenda. There's no public comments today, but we do want to discuss two items, and the first one being the construction contract. So we're going to have Rob talk through that with us.
Are you there, Rob?
Yep, sorry, I just couldn't get the unmute button off. Okay, so we have a construction contract with Stout Construction. We have gone a few rounds with Stout negotiating. Justin and myself and Dave have kind of taken point on that. Stout lately just has conceded and accepted all of our red lines, and so we're there. The contract is essentially ready to be executed. We talked last board meeting about, when the contract was ready to execute, what that would mean. If we execute the contract, now we kind of take on all the obligations of the contract, which includes, committing that we're going to pay them all the money for the work that they do. Now there are, and we don't have a loan in place yet. We're working through that process and fully anticipate that happening in the next 45 days, but that would mean that we've kind of committed ourselves before we have a loan in place. Two things that does. One, that allows, I guess, three things. One, that allows Stout to go ahead and move and make some long lead time acquisitions, including the elevator and acquisition or HVAC units, which we need to get ordered and processed. There's probably a check that we need to cut. They will tell us what that is. And so that allows us to kind of get going, and Canyon Rim would be on the hook for those because we're ordering them and putting a deposit down, and we're going. And so that's our risk. The second thing that does is it breaks priority. If for whatever work they do, if they come on start site and start staking and flagging and but just maybe putting some fences up and things like that, there's work and activity that does that's going on, and so that means that it's going to cause us an issue when we close our loan. It's not an issue that's overcomable. It happens, all the time. But there's just a process we're going to have to go through with the title company and the lender. Dave is talking to Cottonwood Title, which is the selected title company. They're aware of broken priority in the process and the plan, and I think we can move through that. So, got a plan to figure that out. And I'm forgetting my third point now that I'm talking. Anyway, but that's essentially what it does. It commits us before we have a loan. And when we sign the. Oh, I remember the third point. The third thing is in the contract, we do have an out, meaning, yes, we've obligated our things ourselves for the pre-committed items that we will have bought, but and we will be obligated to pay Stout for the work they've done with a portion. I believe it's a portion of the profit for the work they've done thus far. And so, if for some reason in 60 days we don't get the loan, then we would essentially say, hey, we Stout, we need to stop, and we would terminate the contract, and we'd have to pay them for all the work that they've done at that point. Justin, did I miss anything?
No, I think you covered it.
So we would essentially need to agree to sign the contract, and then we or Dave, authorize Dave to sign the contract, vote there, and then two, we're about there. Dave can speak to this as it relates to the budget and what that would mean. And so our fiscal year ends at this, end of the month. But if we go over, we just need to approve for any dollars we might go over for the month, and then we would have a obviously a brand new budget for next fiscal year.
End of June for the budget, right, Rob?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And Dave Garrett is not here, but so I don't know what the specific dollar amounts are. I can.
Oh, he was planning to be here with the budget. Because I sent him the link, and I told him it was virtual.
Oh, maybe he's, is he waiting?
No, you don't have to wait.
Okay. Maybe Dave's
going to go see if he can find him.
Okay, because I think the other agenda item was for him to present the budget that we need to bump up.
I was thinking, was this Dave?
That's what I thought, too. Okay, we're going to go check his office.
Okay.
So in the meantime, do we want to discuss?
Yeah, I think
should
so. Wait
to have Dave, but then he can have his name on the motion to approve as a unanimous.
Yeah. Okay, that'd be great. Yeah.
Well, Rob, thank you, and Justin and Dave and everybody who's been back and forth with this contract. It's a lot of work to negotiate everything.
Yeah, I think we're in a good spot.
Coming in.
You know, one of the things we are still waiting on, so we're going to sign this contract, and immediately that means we'd be able to, you know, it might take a couple days for them to get us the stuff, but we would essentially order some of these long lead time items. I don't know if we're going to be able to put, you know, all the fencing and those things up because we still are waiting on the Mill Creek City.
Right.
And so we need our permits, being able to start work. Putting up fencing maybe is not that big a deal, but they're going to, when they see that, they're going to, you know, hey, you're not permitted yet, right? So
do you have an ETA for that?
Dave told me yesterday, Becky, I don't know who went down. Becky, were you involved?
I wasn't.
Okay, they went down to visit with Sherry Jackson to express their desire that it gets sped up a little bit. They met. And so that was last week. I don't know. I don't know the ETA. I would expect it to happen already. So this is kind of par for the course when it comes to dealing with municipalities in terms of trying to get your entitlements. It's pretty common to be waiting on the city.
So can I go ahead and make a motion?
Please.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the contract, authorize Dave Garrett to sign it, and move forward with the project.
I second the motion. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, good. All right. Mr. Garrett, we would like to review the budget and any amendments that you might propose in because of this contract change for the next. We know that we're getting close to the end of the fiscal year as part of our conversation just now, but that we need to make some adjustments so that we can get moving on this construction part.
Okay. Thank you.
Did I summarize that okay?
Yeah,
from what Rob said?
As you recall, the original budget set a year ago by the board set aside $200,000. Then it was either late August or September board meeting. The board approved another $550,000, making sort of that construction services line item for $750,000. Based on an email from Aaron from Stout, the project manager, he sort of put a thumb in his ear and indicated a figure when we tried to anticipate. You know, there were two or three things that he sort of sorted out at the beginning that he thought we ought to get a jump start on, and that was the HVAC, the transformer, and the elevator. And all of those have either something down or a deposit, or in the case of the elevator, they wanted 50% down. And then, you know, I tried to say, you know, if we were to get this thing rolling in the next 1 or 2 weeks, what additional costs would you anticipate above those three things I just mentioned for site work, staging, concrete, or asphalt saw cut, and just getting the thing ready. He threw out a figure of just over $1 million. I'm not sure that there's any way that we're going to spend that kind of money between now and the end of the fiscal year. Because, as Rob so noted, you know, they send the invoice and we have 30 days to pay. So things just aren't going to roll that quickly. So I'm not exactly sure what figure he didn't specify on the HVAC. I don't know if that's a $500,000 hit, and we're expected to pay a third of it or a quarter of it. I'm not sure, and the same holds true for the transformer. I have no idea what a transformer costs, and if that's another big expense, maybe that's $200,000 or $250,000. I just don't know.
No, it won't be that much. But, okay. But Dave, my suggestion is that we know what the elevator is, right?
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
It's about 50.
Yeah, 55 would be the 50% down.
Okay, and then a transformer is going to be in the tens of thousands.
Oh,
not
okay.
Hundreds, and then the
HVAC.
HVAC could be significant. You know. $500,000 or something like that, but that won't be the deposit. So my suggestion is to get us through 2 months. We plan for, you know, something like $500,000 and just approve that amount to be kind of increased in the line item of the budget. And that should give us room for, and again, this is dollars that they would have to bill us for and we would have to pay out the door in that time frame. And so I don't think, other than these pre-billed items, I don't think they'd get us a pay application in that time frame. They might, you know, and so we would pre-bill these items and then go from there. I think that should give us room.
And Rob,
my personal opinion.
Yeah, with respect to the ALTA survey, title report, do you think most of that will be rolled into the closing costs?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's part of the loan closing cost. So let's see. Well, ALTA we already have, right?
We should have a survey. We already do, don't we?
I think they're revising it.
Yeah, oh. They're updating it, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. ALTA being updated, whether that is, you know, tops us going to be $5,000, so to upgrade. And if it's just an update, I would expect less than that. And then, absolutely, closing costs, those are all going to be kind of rolled into the loan process.
And all of these prepaid items are credits with the construction project the lender will give us credit for as our injection.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we originally had $750. How much of that have we used?
To date, $612. And then there's one invoice pending for Odyssey for $15,000. So we still
have about $100,000.
Yes.
With that, and then we're looking to increase the budget by another $500,000.
Yeah, I think that's a good number.
Okay, I'll make a motion to extend the budget $500,000 for this fiscal year for construction costs.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
The vote is unanimous, I believe. I guess so. Okay. Well, good. I think this is a quick meeting. Our next meeting and then annual meeting, we'll send out some more information about that, is on the 15th. So we'll send out more information about that time. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
All motion to adjourn.
Great. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wait, thank you.
I'll second it.
Okay. Thanks for seconding it.
Got it.
All right. It's 7:47. Thanks, everyone.
Quick and efficient.
Thanks. Okay. See you guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.